This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tonight, Brianna's getting nipped and tucked, honey. Cole and Aubrey are headed to the father-daughter dance, and Leah and Kaylin are headed down to the dirty South ATL. It's Teen Mom 2. We're getting started right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sorry, Doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley.
What is up, guys? It is another episode of Teen Mom 2. Forget about Dre, hence the song. This was a crazy episode, and as always, I have my girl, Bree, to break it down. What's up, girl?
Hey, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
And as always, my name is Drew Jones, and let's just hop right into it. What are we thinking of this episode?
I thought that there was some really adorable moments that happened with a few of the kids and with one particular father, our fave Cole. And the Kaylee stuff was weird to me.
It was very weird. We're going to be breaking down Brianna and her nips and tucks, the father-daughter dance, you know, the ATL trip, Javi and therapy. And then later on the show, we've got our gold star of the week moment. And then we've got some news and gossip. As always, you know, we always break down the tea for you guys. But let's get right into Brianna. So she is about to...
I feel like this surgery has been coming, by the way, for like...
Ever.
Ever.
It feels like it's been 90
years. And it still
hasn't
happened.
Yeah, it still didn't officially happen this episode. But we're at least in Miami.
Yeah, we're in Miami.
Baby steps.
I think it's just because the past three episodes, they keep talking about it. So in my head, I'm like, when are we... Like, where are we going?
When's it happening? As of right now, Brianna and Shirley, who is her friend, are heading down to Miami to see Dr. Miami. And Dre, Brianna's ex, is going to help take care of them. And Javi is not happy about that. He even told Brianna that she is so disrespectful.
He broke up with her.
Also, I just don't know how it, like, it's not an intimate, sexy moment. He's wiping her behind.
But regardless, he broke up with her. So, therefore, he has no say in who she hangs out with or what she does anymore.
Facts.
At all.
I like her bounce back game. I like that once she's done with something, she's done with it. And I have respect for that.
Do you think she's actually done with it?
I think as of right now, she's very agitated with it and she's over it. If you go and drag my name on a podcast and then you're trying to slide. And...
I loved the, like, producer setup of... I don't want, like, he said he wants to come, and I told him not to come, and then him walking in 2 seconds after
that. But she stood her ground.
She did.
She's very much like, nope, not doing it, not dealing with it.
I can't believe, like, someone tells you not to come to something, and then you show up, and you have the audacity to be like, why are you upset with me? What, I don't get a hug?
He is such a wear my hug at big-headed dummy. I can't handle it. I cannot. But while all this is going on, Devon is spending the 2 weeks that Brianna will be gone with Nova and her mom and Brittany. But Brianna wasn't informed by this or wasn't asked about it until last minute.
She was told with Devon already in the room.
Yeah.
And I agree with her. I would be upset if you didn't at least consult me or bring me into that discussion. I mean, I would have said that was probably fine. Like, I'm not there. I don't have to deal with him as long as he's going to actually be there and take care of her. This is more your problem than mine, but it still should have been a discussion since it is her daughter.
Right. And it's somewhat, Devon hasn't been the most upstanding citizen or someone who's been completely consistent in Nova's life. So it is really down to Brianna to decide whether it's okay or not for him to be in the picture. And so I definitely respected her being agitated by that because I would be agitated by that. But yeah, Javi shows up in Miami, and I just, as you all know, if you listen to us weekly, I am not a Javi fan. and my eyes rolled all the way to the back of my head to stare at my brain, who then stared back at my eyes, and I rolled back because I was just so agitated by his presence.
He just doesn't... He wants both things at the same time.
Yeah.
And apparently also this third girl that he now has a baby with, I feel like she's also in this picture already that we just don't see it.
For sure. You are not Hannah Montana, honey.
I feel like that's where he was going, not to the gym. Because when Kale was watching Lincoln in the beginning of the episode, I'm like, that's weird that you're taking for the weekend, but then you ask her to come watch him.
To so go, you can go work to the gym. Out.
You can't have a friend come do that.
But Lincoln put his daddy on blast because Lincoln said, went. Yeah, you already worked out, daddy. And I was like,
where are you going?
What's going on here, Javi?
Where are you going, Javi?
If you're not Hannah Montana, you can't have the best of both worlds, bruh. Got to get
it
together.
It just seemed a little weird because if you already went to the gym once that day, some people do work out multiple times a day, but if you already went once and it's your weekend with your son, you would just, I feel like, take the time to be with your son. For one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, if you needed to call Kale to watch him, is the gym really that important?
Yeah. Corny.
No, it's something else. I'm calling it right now. He was not going to the gym.
He was not going to the gym at all. But you know what? He may not be faithful, but you know who's faithful? Our AfterBuzz listeners.
Yes, and you guys are here every week with us, and we appreciate you so much in our live chat, in our comment section. I'm going to make sure to shout all of you out later. But for the time being, I want you guys to know that we have so many different after shows on all of our networks. But on AfterBuzz TV alone, we have different channels. We have dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, reality competition, so many.
Dramas.
Covers every show you could possibly think of. If there's not one, let us know. We'll try to cover it. This is how devoted we are to you guys. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to at least one or more of our channels. So you're on reality TV right now. You can go hit that subscribe button. And then you're going to get our show every week just updating you, letting you know when we're about to go live. That way you don't have to wait around for us. If we are running a little late, it'll just be like, hey, they're going live now. And you can head on over there and watch us right then. Or... if you can't watch live, then you get that notification right in the morning that our show is up and you can go see it there. Plus, you'll get all the other reality TV shows being handed your way from our reality channel. So, Floribama Shore, Jersey Woo! Shore. Floribama Shore just came back. Drew was super excited. She guested on it earlier, so you can go check her out from 1 hour ago. And if you're worried about those notifications, do not be. They can be checked off, so you do not have to get notified if you don't want to. If you want to, you can have us there all the time. So hit that subscribe button right now and check out our other channels as well if you're into those genres. And if you do that, leave a note in the comments that you did and we're going to shout you out on the air. So for now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, we really do appreciate you guys and we really do love you guys. And someone else that we absolutely love, honey, is Miss Chelsea and her adorable little family. And in this episode... it's Aubrey's father-daughter dance, and
I hated, though, that she had to say, this is the first year we don't have to wonder. Like, it's a great thing that they don't have to, but it's so sad that they had to for that many years.
It is.
And it's sad to hear Aubrey say, even though it's great for her personally to not be worried about her dad showing up, but it is a sad thing to say that... you don't even think about your dad because he constantly isn't showing up.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in this situation wants Adam to continue to be a poor father. I think in an ideal world, Chelsea very much like Adam to step up to the plate and them to coexist and co-parent. But that's just not the case. No. And so it's dope to see Cole go all out for this father-daughter dance.
Because the haircut, he buys the flowers and the unicorn and the corsage. He has his little suspenders on.
Oh my gosh. So cute. They're literally. Same. They were so cute. They were coordinating. You could tell Aubrey was trying to play cool, like whatever. I'm not that excited.
She's that age.
She's starting.
She's like not quite preteen yet, but getting closer to preteens than to baby years.
Yeah. But you could also tell she's very, very excited. He even wanted to have pregame dance off, and she was like, no, Cole, we're not doing that. And I was just, I love the Chelsea storyline just because it's so nice to see
someone doing well.
Yeah. We don't
not having to deal with the drama anymore. Like, it gives hope that you can get past it.
It really does. And I love seeing this father-daughter relationship and, you know, a positive, like, stepfather figure on TV. And I think Cole is such a great... I have a stepdad. He's my favorite. He's the one I consider my dad. And I love seeing that displayed on TV. And
just,
like...
Just even seeing her hang back with Watson for the night. She's all prego.
Which Watson, his little Finding Nemo onesie, are you kidding me? His head is... He looks like Jack-Jack from The Incredibles if Jack-Jack was a real human being.
I never thought about it, but kinda.
Yeah, and I'm obsessed. So cute. Give them a deal, Disney. I don't know how that'll work,
but I even just love seeing the fact that they're there, like, end of the night, tired off the dance. They're coming home. She's so excited to ask them about the dance. Watson's waving around the little glow stick, hits Cole in the eye. And there's no one's fighting. There's no stress. There's no aggravation. It's just a nice family dynamic of, tell them about your night. All right, let's go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so refreshing to see after you see so many other stories being so dramatic and so... not, what's the word I'm looking for? The not healthy relationships, yeah, or co-parenting or anything.
And it's not a matter of them not arguing, because I mean, last episode we saw them kind of...
Yeah, but they argue in a healthy way.
Yeah, exactly. It's just nice to see a functioning, happy family that came from maybe not the most planned, you know, way. And it's nice to see
them... And they met in a gas station.
Listen, maybe I just need to go to the gas station. Just go hang out. That feels
good. You don't
weird.
Even need gas. You're just
don't need gas. Out. Don't need a car. Just go hang out. See what happens.
Yeah, we're totally here for the Chelsea storyline.
We love them. Someone else I'm really rooting for is Miss Leah. She, you know what? I really feel she's had such a good come up, and she's really kind of finding her own. And right now, she and Jeremy just hosted the birthday for Addie together.
Do you want Jeremy and Leah back together?
I don't want Jeremy and Leah back together, but I like that Leah is being cautious and she's really putting her girl's needs and her needs first and playing this whole thing very carefully. You can tell she's really considering all aspects of it.
What were your thoughts on the fact that Kale was saying that Leah and Jeremy's relationship was like her and Javi's? Because I feel like Leah and Jeremy are years ahead of Kale and Javi.
I know people always think I defend Kale. I actually was very not about Kale this episode, and that was one of the things that I didn't agree with at all, because I think Javi and Kale both equally thrive for drama. I think Leah and Jeremy have drama, but it's not what they're shooting for. They're both just in really weird places, and they're trying to do what's best, but it doesn't necessarily match up for one another.
So you don't think Jeremy is... You think he was being truthful when he said that he didn't want to be back with her and they were good co-parents? Do you think that was his defense, because that's what she's saying?
I think it's a defense, but I think he wants it, but I think he also knows it's not the best thing.
I think he wants it, but he doesn't want to appear that he wants it if she's saying she doesn't want it.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't want to be the guy that is left behind kind of thing.
Which no one does. I can't really blame him, you know. No one wants to feel like that. And I think what they're doing right now is really good. They're putting Addie first, and they're trying to... They're, like he said, they're fantastic at co-parenting.
I'm just happy that he's actually showing up for Addie, since for so long he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we always saw her crying over him, wanting to see him, and not wanting to leave him when she was with him, because she never got to see him. So I'm glad that now, for at least for the time being, hopefully it'll continue, that when he is home, he is making that time, spending time with her, planning a birthday party, doing things that your dad should do.
Mm-hmm. So she gets a call from Kaylin. Kaylin invites her to
coffee convos.
Come to coffee convos in Atlanta. And also, so they go down there. They catch up before the show. And Kaylin offers her to come to Hawaii with them. And this is my favorite thing that happened this episode. Leah really wants to go to a luau. Which was so cute. She's like, a luau or whatever you call it. A luau? Yeah. Sounds good.
Her defense was that she'd never been to Hawaii.
It's so cute and country, though. Like, it's hard. She's just so cute to me. I'm just like, oh, bless your heart.
It made me want to go to Hawaii, because I remember seeing the pictures from their trip and wanting to be there. And then now that they're talking about it, I'm like, oh, I want a girl's trip to Hawaii.
Leah's sitting here talking about, I haven't been on vacation in years.
And Kale's like, a year.
Yeah, Kale's like, I haven't been on a vacation since Lux was born. Before Lux was born, and that was a year ago. I'm like, that's normally how vacations work. You normally go, like, once a year, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I feel like all my vacations are surrounded by family things.
Same.
Like, weddings or holidays.
Yep.
I would like just a vacation to go to Hawaii.
Amen to that. So she comes on the show, and Kaylin, I didn't like this, but Kaylin really put her on blast about the Jeremy thing. She kind of alluded that she would talk to her about Jeremy, but I think she, when Leah confided in her about hooking up with Jeremy, it wasn't Kaylin's place to put it on the podcast, in my opinion.
I mean, I think she'd asked her beforehand, and I know that that's kind of a sticky situation to be put in, because what is Leah going to say? No. And I feel like if you're going to go on a podcast, you have to know you're going to get asked questions about what's going on in your life.
But I think Kaylin is very much a bulldozer and knows that Leah...
She is, and there were certain ways she said things that she could have changed about. But again, like, I thought it was respectable, though, that she did tell her, like, Jeremy wants to call in. She could have not said anything about that.
But when she brought up the hooking up on the podcast, Leah said no, and Kale kept pushing it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we do podcasts, and one of the biggest things you learn first off the bat is if a guest isn't trying to answer something, you're not going to sit there and keep pushing it, because it makes it awkward.
Which, by the way, since we do podcasts and since we talk, I know that it... Because we know that it's edited, but I felt that for me, I could tell how much it was edited because of how randomly it bumped around and jumped around.
There was also so many, not to be a podcast snob, but there were so many little ways that they were doing the show that were just agitating me. The amount of likes, and I am the queen of using likes, and I'm working on getting rid of it, but...
Did it make you just take a step back and look at yourself? Yeah. And you're like, this is what I sound like?
I
feel like we just said, like, 8 times just from saying
no, that. I've been sitting here thinking about making sure I don't say it unless I absolutely have to. Like. Just kidding. My voice cracked because it didn't even feel natural to do it.
But she's just starting out, so...
She is.
I mean, I don't listen to her podcast. Maybe I should listen to her podcast, but she might have gotten better. That was very early on in the podcast world for her.
I like that they got glammed up for their podcast.
For their non-visual
podcast.
Do they do a visual component? Maybe they do. If you guys watch their podcast or Kale's podcast, let us know if there's a visual component to it. I'm just curious.
I know they are taking pictures, but I would be interested to see if it was visual as well. Speaking of Kale, we'll go into her. So as of right now...
Keen just said Kaylin seems like the overbearing friend that could easily become an enemy if you disagree with her.
That part. Absolutely. And we've seen it. I mean, things right now are good with Javi. But even how she talks... Is it me? Or how she talks about Javi on the podcast sounds very much like the girl who talks about her ex, but very much still wants to get back with her ex.
I did think it was interesting that Kaylin, for the past few episodes, whenever he was with Brianna and it wasn't good, she was so negatively talking about him. And it's not that she's talking super positive about him still, but there's a lighter tone.
Mm-hmm.
Even when she alluded to hooking up,
mm-hmm.
and I say alluded because she just didn't say it happened after Brianna, but she... They hooked up after he broke up with Brianna.
Yeah.
But she was just, it was almost like a flirtatious kind of like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm, whatever.
Which, if you were that mad at her, I feel like you have to be equally as mad at him.
Exactly. Because however you feel about Brianna, Javi's the one who forced her down your throat. And I hate when girls get mad at the other girl and then not the guy, because the guy is normally the main problem. But
like, we're all... people, we all get petty, and it's fine, but maybe just don't do it on camera. Like, when you're with your girlfriends off camera, if you need to joke about the other girl to make yourself feel better, you know, not the best. We've all been there.
I'm never petty, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't relate to this. I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, this just, I don't know. If Kaylin talking about Javi this episode felt very... I mean, we've known this entire time that she wasn't over him. But it sounds very... And I fully believe that he's probably saying a lot of things when the cameras aren't there, because that's just how Javi rolls. Mm-hmm. I mean, we even saw it last week when he wouldn't talk about Brianna on camera. But Caitlin very much makes it seem like she doesn't care. She's very like, oh,
he can do what he wants, but really, can he?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
Yeah, I think given the opportunity, I think you also want to get back together, but there's just too many obstacles for your being. And then lastly, I hate talking about her every single week, but lastly.
At least it's better this week.
Janelle's, okay, so we're going to get into Janelle. Janelle could be, if she was smart, she'd be a great politician. Because she knows how to edit herself on these cameras.
She's learned.
Heavily. So she is going to go to therapy solo with just Jace. We see Barb talking to Janelle's brother and kind of recapping what happened. And there was just some really... when they were reminiscing on Janelle's childhood with her brother, there was a few things that her brother said that, I don't know, made me feel a little uncomfortable. For instance, when we buried the rat in the backyard. Or I forget what the other one was because that one really set me off.
It was just so weird because Barbara kept being...
she didn't, like, address it.
She kept trying to force this. You guys used to be so close. And I felt that she wanted to get him to say, I know, and now she doesn't talk to me. Like, she was trying to get him to badmouth Janelle. Or badmouth how Janelle is because of David. And he just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And so she just kept saying it.
He just kept saying weird stuff.
And she just kept saying the same thing. And I'm like... Your son obviously is not getting it.
Yeah. She's like, you guys used to be so close. And he's like, yeah, we killed an entire family together, buried them in the backyard. And she just kind of stares at him like, you guys used to be so close. It was just the most uncomfortable. I feel like the producers were like, I don't even know where to go with this. Like, I don't.
But yeah, I mean, she was obviously just trying to get to be like, now that David's in the picture, Janelle doesn't talk to me more. But I feel like I've watched Teen Mom since the beginning. And I can't tell you the last time, if ever, that I saw Colin on Teen Mom or with Janelle or her talking about him.
Facts.
I've seen her sister. So were they really that close? Like, maybe when they were really itty-bitty? I don't know, but I don't know if it's because of, like, on this one I'm going to call it, like, maybe not because of David on this one.
Yeah.
Not that I at all think David's a great person, but maybe this specific relationship. Situation.
Yeah.
It's not just only David.
So Jace and Janelle go to therapy. And on the way there, they're talking about the NRA. And I just think it's really interesting how...
Okay, so I was confused by this. Was she saying that she joined the NRA or she joined a group that supports the NRA?
I think she joined a group that supports the NRA.
Okay. And I was a little confused as to which one that was.
And you can have whatever feelings you have about the NRA. You know. But I just feel like it's such a random thing to talk to your...
Also, knowing the timeline of when this happened, mm-hmm. knowing that David was kicked off the show because of the conversation that happened after they posted the rifle photo.
And that was
not that long ago. And now, well, I don't know how much time has passed since, but still.
The lack of sensitivity about gun control. And then you're talking. It was very weird. It felt very weird that it was edited into... That she was even bringing it up.
It was like the producers threw the stickers in there.
Yeah. They're just like, hey, in case you don't dislike Janelle enough, here's some more stuff to not agree with her on.
Hey, Jace, make sure to ask your mom about those stickers you see in the front seat.
Yeah, hey, mom. I feel so bad for Jace, though, because on the one hand, Barb wants him to go so that he can stick up for himself. On the other hand, Janelle's like, I now have him alone and his true feelings are going to come out.
Do you believe Janelle when she says she's not pushing him to try to pick her when he's 10?
Absolutely not.
Because I feel like we've seen so many conversations happen with her and David, or her and Nathan. Like, even going back to, why am I blanking on his name right now? The one, Kiefer.
Hi.
About her pushing Jace to be like, do you have more fun here than with...
Mm-hmm.
Grandma, right? I know she calls grandma a different name.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've seen that so much from Janelle. So for her to try to act like she doesn't do that and only her mom does that, I'm like, you're a product of your mom.
But Janelle, I mean, we've seen it for seasons. Janelle is extremely delusional and very much she self-produces herself. So she knows what she needs to say on camera and has no problem making a bold-faced lie, even if we've seen full-on evidence of, you know, the exact opposite.
Yeah, she tries to act very, like, above everything now. And like you said, she edits herself. Like, she's very much calculating what to say or how to say something on the show to try to make herself seem better.
Mm-hmm. She even said, it's not David and I, it's everyone else. And I'm like, but the common denominator here seems to be you two. So they go to therapy. And I don't like that she follows therapy up with all of these, with going out to dinner and doing all these fun things, because it makes it come off. Like, when someone's that young and you associate fun things with them doing something that's in your favor, you're kind of training them that if I do this for mom, then I get X, Y, and Z.
Although it was kind of relieving and a nice turn of pace to see her just spending one-on-one time with Jace.
Yeah. But I have very little faith. I mean, obviously with the news that we got last week.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, based on everything we see when they're together with David, like, it was so calm and nice. But it always just seems to me that Jace doesn't know what to say ever. And I feel that they've said it before on the show, he's like a people pleaser. He always wants to make either his grandmother or her happy. And so he says whatever they want him to say. And I felt like he was very much so restraining whatever he wanted to say, maybe because he knew it wasn't something nice. I don't know.
Yeah, his demeanor completely changes when he's with his grandmother in comparison to when he's with Janelle. When he's with Barb, he's very huggy and, like, constantly smiles and, you know, is a kid. And then when he's with Janelle, it's almost like he's walking on eggshells consistently. Yeah,
the only time you see him kind of lighthearted and happy with Janelle is when David's daughter's there, because they're being kids together.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. I hate it so much. But before we hop into news and gossip, every week we do this little thing called the Gold Star Moment of the Week. For those of you who are just tuning in, our Gold Star Moment of the Week is, you know, that special moment within the show that we want to shine some light on because it was positive or cute or funny or whatever. So I will let you take it first.
Well, I know you're going to pick Cole.
Am I?
Yes. So I'm going to switch it up a bit, because just since I know he does deserve a gold star, but I always give it to him. And this week I want to give it to Addie for the moment when, at her birthday party, when she wants to go downstairs and play and her mom says that, you gotta go home and play with all your new toys. And she goes, oh. And, like, just this, like, big-eyed, sucking air, like, oh, yeah, my toys. I just got a bunch of new ones. What are those things called? The hover.
Oh, yeah, the hoverboard or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can't ride those. They freak me out.
I never tried, but it was very adorable and such a sweet little moment, especially because of having both her mom and her dad there for the first time for her birthday in such a long time. So she gets my gold star.
I just feel like Cole should get a permanent gold star.
Yeah, Cole just, like, it's unfair because he always gets our gold star.
But I'm not going to give it to him this week because he gets a permanent one.
Yeah.
I give it to
Cole,
him every
Cole
week.
Forever has a permanent gold star.
I'm going to give it to, not necessarily, I mean, I know he didn't pick this for himself, but Lux had this crazy looking ponytail on the top of his head, and I was obsessed with it. I just thought he looked so cute. And so I'm going to give that moment to him. And Brittany, because Brittany cracked me up.
Oh, about the surgeries?
No, when she said, they were talking about if it's cool if Devin stays or not, and she was like, yeah, I don't care. He made me fried chicken the other day. I was like, yeah.
I thought you were going to say when she said, what if I don't like it, how I look? And she said, you've had 3 surgeries already. You have that thing where you look in the mirror and you don't like yourself, so. You can say anything you want about Brittany, but she's thinking.
She's funny. I will give that
I don't
to
think
her.
That you ever worry about her not telling you the truth.
That is very true. But if you have a gold star moment of the week, make sure to let us know in the comments or in the live chat. We definitely will be checking them out.
And just to chat out some people in our live chat right now and who have left comments from last week. In our chat right now, we have Dustin and Laura and Keen. Keen's with us almost every week. He did apologize for not being here last week.
It's okay. We forgive you.
You get a pass. So thank you guys so much. It's so fun to have you chatting along with us and to see what you're thinking. And especially if it differs from what we're thinking. Or if you remember stuff, you're our little backup tool for the internet. And last week on our video, we had Holly Morrell, MAA1176, Sam M., Unicorn G Unit.
So I love that name.
So thank you guys so much for leaving comments last week. We do read them all the time, and we're always checking in there. I think Drew was in there responding to a couple of you. So
you know,
thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you being with us here every week, and we hope that you continue to be with us every week.
Yes, yes, yes. Now for my favorite segment of the show, just because I don't keep up with them, and Bree really gives the tea. It's time for news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, this week in the news, it is all Janelle.
Oh, Lord. I can't.
So last week we had reported that Kaiser was not being given back to Janelle, that there was some stuff going on with CPS, and as of this week, Janelle and David did get Kaiser back.
Ugh.
They showed up to Nathan's mother's house late at night to get him back with a police officer. Apparently they had tried that, I think, before, and it didn't work, but this time they did get him back. David documented the whole thing via Instagram Live. I did record it on my phone, but it was too long to play, and I didn't have time to edit it down. Basically, he was going around saying that Nate kept showing, like, we were supposed to know what Nathan's car looked like or something, but that he kept saying Nathan wasn't there, that Nathan was in Florida, and obviously Nathan doesn't care about his son. He kept just talking trash the entire time. And while we waited for Nathan's mom to get Kaiser ready to leave with them, and just as you said about editing, when Janelle got back in the car to talk about the stuff, he did make sure to tell her that I'm recording right now. So I thought that was an important little note. And some people did, and I know you had something to say about this, so I would like you to say it now, because there were people in that Instagram Live video commenting, saying that when Kaiser ran out, he gave David a huge hug. And so that obviously shows that he's not being abused. And you did have something to say on that.
Yeah, first of all, it's been proven over and over again that abusees often show mad love to their abusers. It's a survival instinct mode. You show love towards your abuser, then maybe they won't abuse you. And Kaiser is a child and doesn't know better. And it's just, you know, you want, if maybe he shows enough love, then maybe David won't beat him. So it's not, it doesn't say a lot at all that he's hugging him.
Well, and going off of that same video, there also were people commenting, Janelle's basically wearing an oversized shirt, and so people started commenting again about how she might be pregnant. And David posted on his Facebook saying that she was 13 weeks and then said, it's a girl. One fan said, guys, it's a joke. And a second responded, I think David was 100% being sarcastic. So a lot of people are thinking that he's not really giving them any actual details about if she's pregnant or not. Some people think he is.
I hope it's a joke. They do not need another child. And
I believe that Janelle, and I forgot to look it up, but I believe Janelle and some PR people said that she is not. He was joking or just trying to create some drama or chaos.
I hope so.
Oh, that was another thing he said in the Instagram Live video. He said that everybody else was, there was some, like, someone was like, why are you such, like, a jerk or something along those lines. And he said, I'm not, everybody else is. And lastly, Janelle posted some stuff about what Jace had said on last week's episode, calling her and David pieces of poop.
Ta-da.
Janelle was not happy about it, and she posted on Twitter, if Jace lived with me, he wouldn't have ever spoke those words about anyone. Thought me and my mom were actually building our relationship lately, and now it's two steps back. And by building our relationship, I meant within these past 2 weeks that hasn't been filmed at all, and you have no idea about. So stop thinking you guys know every aspect of my life. I would just like to say that this was filmed months ago, so if you and your mom just recently started building back your relationship, this was said way before you guys started building back your relationship. Fans pointed out that she gave up custody, so she doesn't really have a right to talk. And she said, I never effing left my child. Which she gave up custody, so.
Yeah.
Not that you're not trying to get him back now, but you did, at one point, give up custody. And then also about David, she tweeted, we treat the children like gold compared to what I grew up with, which Jace is also experiencing. All he sees and hears is everything my mom tells him, just like Jace being surprised that David actually works and owns a business. Does he? My mom talks so much poop about me and David Sauer. We're not allowed to swear on the thing. And my son doesn't even know me anymore. You can say you and David argue all the time, but people that know me personally know we are fine, so you can stop repeating rumors. And this also isn't the first time that she's gotten upset with her mom and tried to say something. Last year, the Teen Mom 2 star reportedly also sent a cease and desist order to Barbara, accusing her of making false statements about Janelle's alleged drug and child abuse. Which, there is a little thing in this country called freedom of speech. People can say whatever they would like.
And the whole, like, defamation of character thing, you know, I think you're doing much more damage on your own character than anyone else possibly could. But
And I'm really quick, the last thing I do want to say is that ever since they did get Kaiser back, all of a sudden both of their social medias are blowing up with photos and videos of him. It feels very overcompensating.
Oh, for sure.
Sorry, just had to quickly put that in. I know we're out of time, but I needed to throw that in there a little
bit. Thank you so much for giving us.
You don't, if you're a good parent, then you don't really need to prove it to anybody. You just are, Chelsea.
That part right there. We can hop into predictions real quick.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm going to keep it nice, short, and sweet. We obviously are going to see the Hawaii trip. We know mostly about that because of the Instagram and social media. But I will be curious, I don't know if it'll be this episode or next, to see Kaylin's take on all the body shaming that she did get because of that trip, and her and Leah next to each other in bathing suits. Mm-hmm. I would like to see her take on that and kind of put some of those not-so-nice comments to rest.
Yeah.
And with Chelsea, we're just going to continue to hear, be happy and go along with this pregnancy and be cute and adorable with the rest of her family. Janelle,
Hi.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on it. I don't have the time. And with Leah, I hope to continue to see her and Jeremy co-parenting a little more. I know he's going back on the road, so I hope to see him maybe calling Addie a little more, talking to her via the phone or FaceTime. And with Brianna, we'll finally see the surgery. We'll see the back bounce of Javi coming to visit her, and you know, we'll see maybe her being hopefully a little bit more confident with herself now that she's gotten the surgery, because I feel like if you're going to get surgery, that's what it should be for, is to improve your feelings on yourself and to build confidence.
Dig it, love it. I am interested to see Kaylin's response to the body shaming. I'm excited to see the Hawaii trip. I want to see more baby stuff with Chelsea. And I'm interested to see Brianna and Javi showdown, because it sounds like he's already saying that there's another girl and I want her to drag him to filth. And I don't have anything for Janelle. But if you guys have predictions or anything like that, be sure to leave us comments. Don't forget to like this video if you're on iTunes. Don't forget to give us 5 stars, honey. And leave us comments there, because we read those too. But until next time, Brie, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S, at Instagram, on Instagram and on Twitter.
And my name's Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ. You can hang out with me on Wednesdays at Black Ink Chicago and on Thursdays for Cloak and Dagger. And you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ and check out my new podcast, The Curve, at OKDrewJ.com. Until next time, we will see you all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.